Hey, you know why Jesus told everybody to turn the other cheek a long time ago? Because he knew at some point some of y'all was going to get the internet and act like you ain't got no walking around sense.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
You heard right!
If you could say one thing to Joe Biden, what would it be?
Clear out. Take your hoodlum gang with you.
They had to take the top of my head off a couple times. See if I had a brain.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
He was the 45th and a half president of the United States.
Come on, man.
Okay, 46th. But those around him kept noticing odd things.
I got hairy legs. I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Do you think he's okay?
I don't know. I just don't know. I really just don't think I know. I don't.
Are you okay?
I don't know. Maybe I've got whatever Joe's got. Soon, a group of doctors from around the world were working to find out what's wrong with Joe Biden.
Well, gentlemen, we have ruled out PETA, ringworm, and jock itch.
Man, I thought that blue star ointment would do the trick for sure.
We have concluded that the president's brain is shrinking.
What did he say?
I don't know, but it had some real cool echo behind it.
The brain, it's shrinking, shrinking.
He said some guy named Brian is stinking.
No, Dumpkopf, the brain in his head is shrinking. Oh, the brain in his head is shrinking.
And that's what I thought he said.
So in other words,
the president's brain is shrinking.
That's what I was saying.
It's incredible. It's indescribable. And it's in this theater. Next week, the president's brain is shrinking.
Hey, you want I should put in another dramatic sting?
Nah, it's getting kind of lame.
And don't miss our second big feature, Joe Biden in Honey, I Stole the Election.
And now, here is the ever-popular legal disclaimer.
All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information presented by international heartthrob David Ernest should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that is your legal disclaimer. By the way, have you called David Ernest? Call him right now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And don't forget David's website at retirewithernest.com. Call David Ernest today.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a pirate.
Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of tequila.
Oh, Mr. Pirate, I understand you get a lot of booty.
We are out at sea for extended periods of time, and...
Oh, you mean like treasure?
Yes, that's what I meant. Oh, yeah, man, sometimes we come back into port and we have so much money we don't know what to do with it.
What do you do with it?
We take it to our money man, David Ernest.
The money man with the money plan?
Yes. Him, man, and if you have some money that you want to make sure is there when you need it, like when you retire from piracy or politics, you can call him at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Thank you for the interview, Mr. Pirate. Is there any way I can get a tour of your ship?
Yeah, man, we can show you around a little bit. We just can't take you down to Deck 2.
What's the matter with Deck 2?
Kind of a bad smell down there, man.
Really? Why is that?
That's the poop deck. Man.
Right.
super secret studio where the tide comes in and the tide goes out. David Ernest brings you the Health and Wealth Show. Call David now. Operators are standing by. 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Leave your name and number and I guarantee you will get a prompt call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or an asset preservationist who really loves the tide. You know, the one in Tuscaloosa.
Roll Tide!
Now sit back, stick your toes in the sand, grab that fruity drink, and please welcome David Ernest.
Welcome once again to the Health and Wealth Show, and through the wonders of modern technology, David Ernest, down south, soaking his toes out there in the Gulf Coast, or at the Gulf Coast. You're looking kind of tan, man. You look like you've been out catching some rays and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but I'm about to be overtaken by the tide.
Oh, really?
I'm not talking about the red tide or the crimson tide. I'm talking about the moon is doing this and the sun is doing this and everything else that's messed up is doing this. At least it's natural to have a tide. Yeah. You know, It's natural to have those forces pulling the water and shifting the water back and forth in the oceans. They say there's several tides. I think I read there was like 4 or 5 tides, the way the world's water shifts back and forth, according to the moon, according to the sun. The sun a little bit more remotely controls the tide. The moon does a lot more forcefully because it's closer to the earth and has all this gravity that is pulling on it. But the gravity of everything right now is the sort of like the theory of everything that's going on when they talk about the cosmos, the theory of everything. Right now, we're talking about the theory of everything about survival in the world. There's central banks that are tampering with our wealth. There's politicians that are tampering with our wealth. And then you've got all these other anomalies that are going on, like Syria being attacked by the Iranian guard. Today, actually. But here's the thing. This goes on constantly where we have something that happens that shouldn't have happened because the powers to be don't have any power anymore. We have a guy that goes to Canada and thinks that he can deliver a big speech to the Canadians, which he did today. And then over in Syria, you have the Iranians attacking Americans. You see, this whole thing is crazy, man. We do not have a leader that is in charge. We have a leader. Well, he's not a leader. I don't know what we have, but he's not in charge.
He's a nut.
The tide is fine. We know what the tide's going to do. It's going to ebb and flow. But we don't know what he is going to allow to happen. That's the problem. They're not really doing their job. And you have the central banks right now that are trying to calm down the banking system. That banking system is on the brink of disaster. They say, well, we'll just print some more money and save it. How long can you continue to print money and have all those trillions? I read somewhere, now there's this thing called derivatives that's propping up everything, okay? Derivatives are, I guess you could call it risk, investment on risk. Mortgage-backed securities, for example, were derivatives. Some banking items are derivatives. Some stock markets items are derivatives. When derivatives gets in trouble or someone makes a run on certain type of derivatives, it's a disaster. I remember a friend of mine back in the 80s. He kept telling me that derivatives were going to crash the market. Now, this was an older man. He was in his 80s. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't listen to him. I wished I had, because he was telling me the future. He was telling me that there's something more than just the tides and the energy of the sun and the moon that's moving things around. There's stupidity that's involved, risk that's involved, and greed that's involved in this world that is controlling everything right now and will probably cause another disaster. No doubt about it. 2008 was a disaster. 2001 was a disaster. The dot-com bust. There's several disasters before that. 1987, the 70s were horrible, absolutely horrible, before Reagan came in and people began to trust the system again. You know, you had all these so-called disasters. Some folks could see them coming and some folks could not because they didn't believe it. They just believed that the tide would come and the tide would go. And that's true. But sometimes the tide, when it comes, will take your dough.
Don't!
When it goes. And that depends on what kind of tide it is. At this point in time, I don't think it's the detergent kind of tide that can wash you clean. And I don't think it's the tide that can win football games either. I think the turn of the tide, if you want to call it the bloom tide, the tide that gets so poisonous in the ocean. That's another thing. They say, well, there's a bloom coming, a fungi, that's coming in, you can't breathe, and it's going to suffocate you. And it might kill you if you get out there, and it's going to kill bacteria. It's going to kill fish. It's going to kill everything. And it's full of all this different little things in there. They put out these fumes that a human can't hardly hang around. Well, right now there's all these fumes that are coming out of everything. The central bank is stinking because its tide is moving very rapidly to a disaster. If it's not blooming, it's booming into a disaster. In other words, if you read about booms of fungi and different kind of thing, the red tide, you know, everybody's heard about the red tide. It can be bad, but here's the thing. It can wash away. It can go away. It can move on out. How can we wash away, move on out the tide that are coming our way with such brute force from every angle, not just the sun, not just the moon, but from stupidity? There's energies that are pushing us into a tidal wave, so to speak, of disaster, of collapse. And we're trying to get out of the way. We're trying to not drown. And then we have a Fed central banking system that is sort of like that Three Stooges movie, remember? I'm in Sing Sing. No, I'm not in Sing Sing. No, I'm in Sing Sing. No, I'm not. I don't know if you remember that, Rusty.
Oh, yeah.
They said, oh, no, the interest rates are low. No, now they're high. Now they're low. Now they're high. And it got the banking system so confused.
Which way did it go, George? Which way did it go?
Sort of like a Three Stooges show. Where are you? The tide is not going in the proper direction. It is wishy-washy. It is swishing back and forth. And it's violently changing. And there's no rhyme or reason or natural thing going on. It's called manipulation. Could you imagine if something called an electromagnetic wave, which the sun has electromagnetic waves. Sometimes we have these big solar flares. If they hit the earth, they knock everything out, you know, sometimes. I mean, the biggest one they said hit back in the 1800s when they knocked the telegraphs out. I don't know if you read about that or not. They said if that thing hit, now it'd knock everything out.
That is a fear that we have, that everybody has. Basically what it is, it's a great big electromagnetic pulse. And it's coming from 93 million miles away. And it could hit us. And we used to have trouble back in the day with sunspots. And it would actually interfere with the radio. And people would call us, well, how come we can't hear you today? Well, it's the sunspots. And they thought we were joking. But yeah, not like the ink spots. Something completely different. But you gotta be able to prepare for that thing. And what is our leader in Canada preparing for what? Like the Canadians are going to invade us now?
That's, you know. I mean, listen, there's been folks up there that have been coming in illegally, immigration. They're trying to come up with some agreement. The thing about it is, that's not really hurting us as bad as the southern border. The southern border is bleeding us. I mean, the tide is this. They've shifted all away from every country you can think and washing into our shores in the southern border. And that's exactly what's going on. Everybody in a rowboat, everybody in a car, everybody on foot, it doesn't matter where they are. They're coming to us. They heard the news that something was free, not just liberty, but money. The tide has changed in this country. Instead of working for money, all you got to do is go out and beg for money or say, here I am, I deserve it. Or say that your forefathers had been treated wrong and we'll give you some money. It doesn't even matter if you came from this country years ago. You just come on in here. And we'll set you up on some kind of deal where you can get a check, whether it be Medicaid or Medicare or Social Security or whatever it may be. The tide is now to buy votes. That's what it's all about. And the liberals, yes, they're the ones that are causing a lot of this. But then you've got a lot of rhinos, too. And we know who these rhinos are in Alabama. We know where they are across the country. Listen, guys, communist China should not be giving money to some of our leaders. Some of our senators, and donations should not be coming for cryptocurrency to influence an election in Alabama. And we know that this happened. We know monies came from places that shouldn't have come from. The little guy, the tide has changed now that the powers to be are in control that have the dough. Not us little guys, not us guys that vote anymore, because they use something And they've been using it for a long time, and the tide has changed on that. They wash your thoughts away with something that back in the 60s we heard a lot about. It's called brainwashing.
They say, well, he's brainwashed. It's a communist thing, brainwashing.
There is something to telling somebody something over and over again and them not checking it out and just assuming that what they're being told is correct. And Donald Trump came out with a term, and he was absolutely right on. He called it fake news.
You stink!
A lot of that out there.
It's a lot of that out there. And I'm really, really like it that talk radio has not really gone in that direction as bad. We've talked a lot about over the last few years what we thought the virus got out of the Wuhan lab. Everybody said, Ben, y'all spreading conspiracy theories. Y'all should be ashamed of yourself. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen. And now what's happening? It's the truth. It happened. Absolutely, I believe it happened. Then it's, now this here's the big one. Oh, you guys are spreading conspiracy about the votes being stolen. Well, listen, there's a way to steal votes direct and indirect. But if you put people in the car and you carry them to vote, or you take them, send something to the mail and don't even know who they are that filled it out and they put it back in the mail, and you don't know who voted, who didn't, and they have no driver's license that has to be put in there or anything like that, or they cross over after they vote, you know, Democratic and vote for some kind of Republican to beat somebody, like Mo Brooks, I'll just say it, they crossed over. Here's the thing. Was it fair to the rest of us? Was it fair that the rhinos are take money from other people and sold themselves out? You see, this is the problem. They said, David, you're spreading conspiracy. You're spreading falsehoods. No, this stuff's documented, man. If you get into it, you study into it, it's going on. And the problem is that the news media, the main news media, which is ABC, NBC, CBS, not Fox, not Newsmax, but CNN and all those others that are like them, MSNBC, those are false prophets, if you want to call them that, from my perspective. But why? Because they have spread the lies and got away with it. They spread the lies from the very beginning of when Donald Trump was running for election. They're spreading lies on Ron DeSantis. Now, listen, I really believe that Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump in the end will become friends. This is politics as usual right now. And we know that Donald Trump does name calling and all that other stuff. That's his little trick. But it comes right down to it. Both of those guys are pretty close together in beliefs. Just like we're asset preservationists, we believe in preserving assets. We don't believe in taking risk when you're old. And we would not line up with someone like that. We would not dare line up with someone called like Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders or any of that group that lines up with them and tries to act like they're being fiduciary when actually they're trying to cheat you out of your money by taking control of your money and not allowing you the respect of being able to have a financial advisor that you could afford. I'm just going to say, the system, it sucks a lemon.
I'm shocked. That's what I am, shocked.
The tides are against the little guy. The tides are roaring in and pulling us away from the fact that we can be fair to each other. And then you get all of these programs and federal people involved in all of these different regulatory programs, and they run for the hills for whoever has the most power, and they line up with them. Now, that's not so much in Alabama as it is in some other places. If you study what Elizabeth Warren has done and what some other organizations have done to beat up on the little guy, they don't care about the little guy. The little guy don't have enough money. We don't care about that little guy. He can go ask somebody else, or he can do it on his own. There's the problem. The middle class is being abused and used as usual.
What did I ever do to deserve this?
Let's think about this just a second. If you've got a Bernie Sanders, who's supposed to be a socialist, and you've got an Elizabeth Warren that's supposed to be for the little guy, why is she helping the rich guy? Think about it. Just for a moment, could it be they're being influenced by something green? It's something that they love. It's something they worship. It's something they want. And it's something that they probably take in briefcases. Why do we know this? Because they've been becoming very wealthy over time, very wealthy. And then they turn around and they say, we're going to pick on the billionaire with a B. The billionaires don't have enough money to get us out of this hole. And all the billionaires can move, just like we've said. The thing is, the tide has changed on us. This is not the 1950s or the 1960s. This is not our parents or our parents' parents' generation anymore. This is not the World War II generation. This is not the 50s generation. The baby boomer generation we're moving on into greener pastures. We won't be here that much longer, maybe 20 years, and then we most of us might be gone in 20 to 30 years.
Bring out your day!
That could take a while, but the thing is, we're leaving. We're leaving this world gradually by the droves.
Bring out the dead as one.
I'm not dead.
What? Nothing. Here's your knifers.
I'm not dead.
There. He says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
Oh, I can't take him like that. It's against regulation.
I don't want to go with the car.
Oh, don't be such a baby. Isn't there something you can do?
I feel happy.
Ah, thanks very much.
What are we going to leave behind? What kind of legacy are we leaving behind? Are we leaving behind the legacy of hard work? Are we leaving behind the legacy of freebies? Which one do you think, Rusty? What's happening since COVID?
I think so many people are so used to being entitled and getting entitlements. They keep talking about Social Security being an entitlement. That's not an entitlement. That's something everybody paid into. An entitlement is when you're sitting home and you could get a job, but they're paying you to stay home. That'd be nice if everybody could do it. They're talking about reparations for people that something happened to their people well over 100 years ago here, going back 400 years. What was that? There's a poem about Paul Revere. It's back in 1775, hardly a man is now alive. Well, nobody's alive from that time, but people feel entitled that just because maybe some of their ancestors had to go through something terrible, that they deserve something. That's not the way it works, but that's what they're trying to do to keep everybody happy and keep the votes rolling in. So, you know, what do you do? You can't make anybody happy. What my mom always says, some people you couldn't make them happy if you hung them with a new rope. You know, that's a fact. You know, you keep giving.
And that's another thing. They don't hang by anybody anymore with new or old rope.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. But, you know, if we were all on the same page, that'd be one thing. But I just like if everybody had the same book, you know?
Well, I don't know if it's so good that they don't hang folks anymore. I mean,
I don't know.
You know, I mean, forgive me for being so vicious sounding, but I think one of the problems in this country is that when somebody does something really bad, they get three meals a day and a nice life the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. You know,
well, it's like I told you the other day. This lady went to the Popeye's Chicken down there to get her some Popeye chicken, and but you go in there, you don't ever see Popeye. That kind of bothers me a little bit because I like Popeye. Anyhow,
yeah,
she goes in there and she goes to the drive-thru and she gets out, and of course she checks her stuff to make sure everything's in there. Well, her biscuits aren't in there. Well, instead of going around again, coming back through, hey, y'all forgot my biscuits. Oh, we're sorry, ma'am. Here, have a couple of extra on us because we Popeye's chicken and we love people. Well, she didn't do that. She got to run and start in the parking lot and run the car through the dining room. What makes people think they can do stuff like that? That's just crazy.
Your anger issues is just crazy.
Yeah, I got anger issues, but damn. I mean, you know, run. You could.
I mean, we all eventually have some kind of anger issue or frustration.
She could have killed. I mean, what if Wimpy had been walking through the lobby?
For
about to run over it. Hit Sweet Pea or somebody, you know?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it could have been a disaster. Could have run over Sweet Pea.
Could have been bad.
Could have been. But, you know, here's the thing, Rusty. We all sit back and we see these problems. We see the tides changing. We see, you know, all these tides. But here's the thing about Earnest Financial. We can smooth out the violent tides. We can smooth out the stock market takeaway tide. We can smooth out the fact that you could lose a lot of your life assets. Why? How? By putting you in something that's much more stable. Maybe if you want to put it this way, put you in a stable pool. You see, maybe we don't throw you in the ocean where you could drown. Maybe we put you in a more stable environment, say like a, you know, a place where you can enjoy yourself, swim around in life, and maybe it's a swimming pool of life. and you just have a good time, and you don't have to worry about drowning because there's lifeguards everywhere. I mean, you know, Ernest Financial is got more lifeguards than anybody that I know. We have so many lifeguards guarding your assets, guarding your life, guarding your family's inheritance, guarding everything we can guard, and making sure that if some tidal wave comes in, we can just weather the storm and pull you right out of it, and you don't even feel any after effects. You see, why? How? Massive, gigantic, powerful, rich insurance companies that have been around for hundreds of years, have trillions of dollars. And guess what? They didn't squander their money like the banks. They didn't take the high risk like the banks. It's a totally different system, guys. Totally different system. The banks, they're totally different. They take more risk because the central bank has made them take this risk. The regulatory with the regulations and the regulatory agencies with the insurance companies have prevented the risk. The banking FDIC caused the risk to happen. They're the ones that lift the feds are the ones that lifted the interest rates so rapid that it is destroying the inner core of the banking industry. Will there be a run on the banks soon? Will the banks collapse? Will the government have to do something about it? Well, the tide has shifted in a bad way toward the tide of disaster. The tide, worse than a red tide, the poisonous tide of toxic assets again. Not just toxic red tide that you can't breathe in, but toxic tide of bank investments. They're worth 20, 30, 40 cents, maybe 50, 60 cents or 70 at the best on the dollar when the markets went up so bad. They had to liquidate those things in order to pay the runs that are happening. And then there's trillions and trillions and trillions of derivative dollars that are being supported by 1% or 2%, which they say is okay. Last time I checked, 1% or 2% did not support 100% very well.
Right.
But anyway, we got to go to the break. I know we got to go to a break. And hey, man, this water's shifting back the other way here, Rusty. It looking pretty aqua and pretty nice out here. Maybe the tide's shifting today, going the right way. I don't know.
Well, if the tide is shifting in your financial world, you need to call David Ernest, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. David's got a website at retirewithernest.com. When you call those numbers, you leave yourself a message there, and you might get a call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or David Ernest. He still has his toes out there in the sand. You never know. But he'll call you back. He's probably been calling people back while he's down there on vacation. That's just the kind of guy he is. Now, if you get me on the phone, you just a little polite conversation, but you do not want to talk to me about your money, because I'll tell you something wrong. Don't pay any attention to me. Now, if you want to know something about the Three Stooges, I'm your man, but you want to know something about your money, talk to David Ernest, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You stay right where you are. We'll be back with more of the Health and Wealth Show.
Call David now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. David Ernest will return after these important messages on the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Los Angeles what am I doing here?
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
The pandemic is over.
Come on, man.
How sweet.
Everybody's entitled to be an idiot.
As harmless as a cloud.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
Too small to hide the sun. Almost poking fun at the warm but insecure, untidy crowd.
I've done some dumb things.
How sweet to be an idiot.
I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Choose truth over facts.
Children laughing at my back with no fear of attack.
much retaliation as a toy.
You know the thing.
How sweet to be an idiot. How sweet.
Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID. No one's ever wondered what I mean when I say. The question is, I sometimes say all that I mean.
I don't want to hear any more of these lies about reckless spending.
I tiptoe down the street, smile at everyone I meet.
You only arrest for the purpose of dealing with a felony that's committed, and I don't count drunk driving as a felony.
For two reasons.
But suddenly a scream smashes through my dream. V-5-4-4. I smell the blood of an asylum. Hey, you, you're such a pedant. You got as much brain as a dead ant. As much imagination as a caravan site.
Look, an idiot!
But I still love you.
The answer is yes.
How sweet.
No more subsidies for fossil fuel industry. No more drilling on federal lands. No more drilling, including offshore.
How sweet.
I'm out of here. Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
At the first sign of trouble with your retirement account, you've got to
nip it in the bud.
And the best way to
nip it
is to
call the man.
That's right.
Just call the man.
Call David Ernest.
Just call the man.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Not that man.
Yes, that's the man. Call him today.
Call the man.
David Ernest has over 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. And along with Matthew Ernest and Leo Williams, they are a formidable force against those who would ruin your retirement.
Shazam!
I'll say it again. Call the man today.
I thought Calvin Coolidge said that.
No, Floyd, it was me.
What Calvin Coolidge said?
Go even up Barney's sideburns and call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You remember the name, right? No, it's asset preservationist David Ernest.
Golly!
Call David Ernest today.
Welcome back to Health and
Wealth
Show.
Yeah, David down there chilling at the beach, got his toes in the water, got the grandkids down there having a big old time. I saw some pictures your lovely wife put on there. It looks like y'all just having a ball.
Yeah, well, you know, they have a really good time down here. But honestly, I've been on the phone a lot with clients down here. I'm always working. That's just the way it is. I mean, it doesn't really matter where I am. With modern technology, you can be anywhere. Next week, I'll be meeting folks in probably Montgomery and Birmingham and maybe as far over as Dothan. I mean, we move around. We meet people on Zoom. We meet people at our office. We call folks. I mean, it's a constant thing. And we try to be very available because sometimes people just want to look you in the eye. Some people, they want to talk to you on the phone. Some people want to look at you on Zoom two or three times. Some people, they're just ready when they call you. But you know what they all have in common? They're either tired of losing money or they want it to stop. Or they're scared to put anything anywhere that would lose money. 9 times out of 10, that's what they're looking for. And that's what we are. We are safe haven. We are the lifeguards of the tidal wave that could hit at any time in this scenario that's going on now. The moon is a powerful thing. It makes the tide, as we said earlier, and the sun has a little bit of power. And of course, every now and then you have a solar flare that can really mess up some things and electrify you and mess you up. Ow. But if you're in a really, really good shelter and you've got a lot of protection and you've got a lot of folks that are watching over you and you've got a lot of folks that can pull you out if you start getting in trouble, but still let you do what you need to do. In other words, make the money. We understand you cannot just do things like in the Bible, the one that buried the talent and never made any money. You can't do that either. I mean, you don't want to stick your head in the mud to bury the talent, not come out on top. That's not wise. That's not what we're taught. We're taught to invest wisely and to grow in life and to grow in value. You got a lot of reasons why. One's your family. The other one is your security. Another one is your marriage, potentially. Another one is to do the right thing. Another one could be the fact that you have a mission in life, sort of like the Blues Brothers, you see. Shake a tail feather.
That's all my favorite lines from that movie, just about.
We're on a mission from God.
And they were. God spoke to Jake there at the Triple Rock Baptist Church and told him what he had to do. It was a holy thing, is what he told Aretha Franklin.
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme in here.
That's and there's truth to that.
Yes.
There's truth to that. The truth is the fact that you should be doing what you believe in. You really shouldn't do anything that you don't believe is right. And the fact of the matter is that we put on this earth for some purpose, and that is to do good things unto others, obviously. What other reason could it be?
David, I was telling somebody the other day, I mean this is true. There ain't no telling where I would be, how much money I would have, big fancy cars, airplanes, submarines, everything I wanted, gold bars to prop my feet up on, if I had just done some of the wrong things or the bad things. I don't have fancy cars. I don't have those gold bricks, although I have been accused of being a gold brick, but I won't. That's a whole different story right there. But the thing is, when I can get to sleep, because I have a little bit of an insomniac, I do sleep. I don't have a heavy conscience. You got to think about your folks, your family, and everything. And that is really what David is in the business of doing, is setting up your future for you and setting you up so that you'll be set, that you will not have anything to worry about. As easy as picking up the phone and calling 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Call David Ernest. 40 years in the business, and he's got two folks working with him. He is passing the knowledge on, because a lot of stuff you just can't write down and leave, you know. Not that you're going anywhere anytime soon, but they're learning the business. I'm talking about Too Tall Matthew and Princess Leah. And don't let the funny nicknames fool you. They are sharp as a tack, both of them. They'll take care of things for you just like David will. But you got to make that call, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Don't forget the website at retirewithernest.com. Ernest Financial LLC, you know what that stands for. Serving the community for 40-something years. And if you call now, ladies and gentlemen, you get this free bottle of holy water and the linen cloth to dab the perspiration from your head. Well, I done turned into Ernest Angley. My goodness gracious.
Your flippy wig, man.
Now, speaking of Ernest, he turned up on the top 10 worst evangelists.
Is he still alive?
I think he is. But
he had the most terrible wig I've ever seen on anybody.
And I was thinking, won't you you're healing that child, put your hand on your head, Ernest, come on. But my mama used to get so mad at us because me and my little brother would be watching it. We'd be running and hollering, hey,
y'all stop that. Y'all
don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme in here.
Sacrilegious.
Oh, yeah. But well,
at least you wouldn't call it him names like Trump's calling Ron Sacrimonious or something like that.
Ron Sacrimonious. I don't know.
Just crazy stuff.
Them two need to get together right now.
They
need
to.
I'm telling you. They need to.
Seriously, this is not a joke right now, guys.
Mm-hmm.
The tidal wave is coming to destroy the inner core of what we're worked for so hard, and that is our asset and our beliefs. Churches are in trouble. They're trying to take your children's rights away at schools. They're going against what the Bible says is good and bad as far as like male, female. I'm not against someone doing their own thing, but when you try to force it on someone else, or let me give an example. Let's say that you're male, your DNA's male, and you're competing with females. How fair is that? There has to be some way that it could be more fair where the male DNA is competing with male DNA, not female. This has gone too far.
You said that now. It made me think. I saw a thing the other day, and they said, okay, that's fine. But these transgender people, the transgender males, are going to have to compete with the transgender males.
Well, that would be fair.
Yeah, the transgender females have to compete with the
I'm not against
females.
Them. They can do it. Listen, I don't want to take sides, say the wrong or anything like that, because they're God's creatures. The problem I have is the unfairness of the situation when you have children that are being told to change their sex before they even know what sex is, almost.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing, when you have females competing against males' DNA. Seriously, males are more powerful. They say, well, we're taking hormones. Yeah, but you still have an advantage. It's just like the people who have all the insider information, mm-hmm. like Pelosi, the other crooked politicians that we've had and still have in Alabama. They have all this inside information, and they go buy stocks and bonds and things according to this insider information, and they get away with it. The fact is that's not fair to the general populace. You see, we need fairness to the folks that are trying to live their lives and to survive. And we don't need any tidal waves or electromagnetic waves in the economy or in the social events that are going on in this world to take away what you worked so hard for, whether it be your beliefs or your assets mm-hmm. or your family's ability to enjoy life with you. That's the other thing. You know, that's the reason why we had the Boston Tea Party years ago. Think about it. The Tea Party that was kind of strong in Alabama at one time. The IRS tried to put them out of business, man. That was horrible. You see, anytime anything tries to support the general populace, the government is going to try to ruin it because they want the control. They want you to believe their lies. They want you to believe that woke is something that is great. Well, if it was so great, why did it not exist when our forefathers started? I'm telling you right now, that Constitution says it all. It says things in there that would go against woke any day. And it's just totally obvious that woke is not woke. Woke is asleep. People are asleep at the wheel, and they're going to crash. If they don't wake up and do what they need to do to stay on the road of progress, they're running the ditch. And get enough people crashing and wrecking, you've got a big disaster. That's it. I don't know what else I can say other than the fact that we need some control. We need to go back to the 1776 deal when the average American had something to say in this government, not just being polluted with lies and told things that they wanted you to believe that are not true, like the rhinos are telling Alabama every day and other states. If Communist China has put money in your campaign, if FTX put money in your campaign, you're polluted. You're ruined. You should absolve yourself immediately of a public office. You're not what the public needs. You're not a servant of this state or this country. What you are is something worse. You're a parasite. That's what you are. You're a parasite, and you need to absolve yourself and get out of the way and let someone who wants to help us become the public servant that wants to help and be fair to us, not the special interest that wants to give you millions of dollars, deviate money from Communist China, deviate money from FTX or wherever it's coming from, and then get all these special favors. This is mortal sin, in my opinion. We are being taken to the cleaners, abused and used, and it's been going on for years. How do we stop being abused and used? How do we stop from losing our money in the stock market when they're older? How do we stop listening to people like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders tell you that the government's going to take care of you and your retirement plan, and to listen to those guys like Kim Fisher and the rest of them's ideas? The people go, "Man, David, you're stepping on a lot of toes. I've been doing this a long time. I know what's going on inside. I saw these laws. I saw Donald Trump came in and he took away a law called 151A and a lot of others, the fiduciary laws, they backed them off for a little while. But then when that idiot got back in there, it started all over again.
I may be a white boy, but I'm not stupid."
So there you go.
Well, I just can't understand everything that comes down the pike. I've never actually driven on a pike. I thought that was a fish. But anything that's coming down the pike. Well, that's the guy that was in before me. They won't even say Trump now. Well, that's his fault. I got a soundbite. I think I played it. And a woman has said something about, because Biden won't close the border and secure the border, this fentanyl keeps coming through. And her two boys here recently got into some of it, and it killed them.
She was very specific recently, saying that a mom, a poor mother who lost two kids to fentanyl, that I killed her sons. Well, the interesting thing is that fentanyl they took came during the last administration.
Are you going to say that to a grieving mother? No, I didn't know he was going to Canada. Maybe they'll keep him. Maybe they'll keep him up there and he can live up there.
I don't think they want him up there. There's, well, those 30 million people up there versus like 330 or 40 million here. Well, maybe they got 35 million up there now. I don't know. But the thing is, they're good folks. They're our friends, but they don't think like us. Have you ever been to Canada, Russ?
I have been to Canada a couple times. Just we lived up in Washington State, and we rode in on the other side over there. What do they call it? British Columbia.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've been up to that part
of
it.
I've been to British Columbia, Vancouver.
It is so pretty up there.
It's beautiful.
But I tell you what, they can pick out a Southern accent in just a second.
Yep.
Yeah, they had me pegged from the get-go.
Exactly. Well, you know, the thing about it is that we mark ourselves when we start talking because of our accents, but that's okay. I don't mind being an Alabamian or a Southerner. I'm proud to be a Southerner. But just because we talk a little slower don't mean we're stupid. And I think a lot of them have that idea about us. But then when they get to know you, they're kind of in a shock when they realize that some of these old country folks, they know things. Like, they know that Biden's a liar, most of them. They know that Donald Trump caused a lot of good things to happen. They know that Ron DeSantis is doing a real good job in Florida. They know that if you can't lose your assets and you're old, that's better than losing a bunch of them when you're old and need them. People in the South ain't dumb, man. They smart. They're smarter than the
average bear. You were talking about people from the North think we're not real bright. I was up there in Spokane, Washington, or as some folks say down here, Spokane, but it is Spokane. But I was up there and I was old up there when I lived up there. I was probably about twice the age of most of the young people that worked there. They were over on the rock and roll station, you know. I was over there playing oldies, which was fine. But I come in there one day into the break room, and two or three of them sitting around. I said, howdy, fellas, how you doing? And I walk over to the machine to get something cold to drink. I said, anybody want a cold drink? And they got to laughing and said, is that what y'all call it down there in Alabama? And I just stood up and looked at him, and I pointed at the machine, and in big letters, almost a foot high across the top of that machine, it said, cold drinks.
Well, at least you didn't confuse them, Rusty, and say, what kind of Coke do you want?
I didn't do that to them. I didn't. But
that would really blow their minds.
And then they said, well, we're sorry. It didn't mean nothing. I said, that's all right. I was just showing off that I could read.
Well, I mean, listen, I got a lot of Yankee and Western and Eastern friends. I love them. They're good folks and everything. We talk about all these things. Here's the thing. I've learned this from going on these conventions and things. About 40% of them think like we do anyway. They don't like Biden. They love Donald Trump. It's that other 10 or 20% buffer in there that's messing things up. It's not like 20 or 30% want Donald Trump and 45, 60, 70% want Biden. It don't work like that. I mean, like, I had one guy, I asked him where he was from, and he's from the same state that Elizabeth Warren from. I said, he said, well, I'm sorry, man, I didn't vote for her. You know, he said, she's a fool.
Well, there you go.
You know, the thing is, there's a lot of like minds out there in this nation. We just need to solidify with each other, and we can get this mess straightened out.
Well, one other thing before we go, and we're just about out of time. I'll give you the phone numbers here again in just a second. But talking about going up north, I went up to a radio convention when I first, I hadn't been in radio too long, a couple of years, 3 years, up in right outside of Washington, D.C. You know, it's a thing of its own. You know, there's another city out there, and I can't think of the name of it. We were up there, and I tell you what, these little girls will want to sit there and buy you something to drink or eat all night long if you'll just say things, just talk in that Southern accent. They eat that stuff up. And all of us from down here, we all sound like...
Say something.
We sound like Rhett Butler. I say, miss it. Look at him. You know, like,
they just want to hear you talk.
They want to hear you talk. And now everybody's telling me to shut up. You know, we got to go. But before we do, these phone numbers one more time. 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. David's got that website. Don't forget about that, retirewithernest.com. You could probably find him hanging out at the Waffle House with his executive coffee cup or the Down the Street Cafe or Mr. Gus's. He likes to go over there. I understand we might have some stuff coming up pretty soon over there, Mr. Gus.
Yeah, and you know what? I think I'm going to go out and walk around a little bit here and talk some Southern English to some of these people, like the Alabama band said. See if some of these folks from up north know what I'm saying.
Maybe they understand what you're saying about money, and they want you to give them a hand with that, too. So, just be careful.
Well, that's the international language there.
There you go. Everybody speaks that money talk, don't they?
They do.
All right, man. Well, look, we appreciate y'all tuning in. We appreciate David calling in on his vacation down there. trying to get rested up. I know the grandkids helping you rest, aren't they? Aren't they taking good care of you?
I wouldn't call it rested up with grandkids.
I can imagine.
I mean, I'm enjoying it now. I'm enjoying it, but
all right.
it can be a job.
I can imagine.
But it's enjoyment.
Oh, yeah. That was a little one time. You got to enjoy it while you can.
That's right. But the problem is when they get taller than you, you got to look up to them, and that's the problem.
Well, I'll give you reason being back a little bit, look up. All right, folks, we appreciate you tuning in, and we'll see you next time on the Health and Wealth Show.
You, baby, and I
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
I dig that. Yeah. That's nice.